Since I'm on the phone.
I am.
That's the case. I am actually going to call the meeting to order. I have 9:01 on my watch. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. So we'll do a roll call this morning. I'm going to start with people on the video conference. I have Director Hollis, Director Morse. I did just have Director Kayson, but oh, there he is again. And then on the phone, I have Director Park, Director Wiggins, and Director Henderson. I am on the video conference as well, so we have a full house. And then just for the record, in the room, we have Lee. I can't see who's doing the recording over there.
Deanna.
Oh, hi, Deanna. And then on the line, we have Connie, Arthur Miller, Mark Bouts, and Sherry. Okay. I think we have a safety moment. Is that something that you're going to do, Lee, or...
It is. So anyway, we just want to remind everybody to be safe over this weekend. One of the things that we have talking about today is electrical hazards. And if you have one thing you want to watch out for is don't move forward. If you have trip circuit breakers or blown fuses, those are things that you need to watch out for. Worn tools, wires, cords, and junction boxes, those are all things that need to be looked at, not just disregarded. If you have a GFCI that keeps tripping, don't just keep resetting the breaker. You've got a problem. And obviously, if you've got worn, cut, or frayed insulation, you can have fire problems and so forth. So going on, always inspect, make sure your extension cords and power tools are in good working order. Use a voltage tester before you just start working on a circuit. So don't assume it's dead unless two things, it's grounded, and number two, that you're testing for potential. Ensure that all the tools are plugged in outdoors to a GFCI breaker, so you're protected for those water safety issues. And if you're outside and you're in the lake, please don't plug in a cord and or a puddle or anything like that. So electricity and water don't mix very well, so keep the two separate. So that's our safety message for today. Back to you, Madam Chair.
All right. Any questions? Hey. Let's see. There we are. Okay. No questions? All righty. Let's move on to approval of the agenda. Very short agenda this morning.
Move to approve this Mark Wiggin.
I'll second.
All right. I think I heard a second by Director Henderson first. Is there any discussion on the agenda this morning? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Item number three, we have no persons to be heard this morning, no member comments. We have no consent agenda. We have no CEO reports and correspondence. We have no director reports. No unfinished business, and we will go on to new business, which is why we're here this morning. So I think we have an action in new business. Somebody want to
Make a motion.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors amend the motion previously adopted on August 17th, 2020 to authorize an increase of the integration program funding of $2.4 million to continue the program for the month of September 2020 for a total integration program funding authorization of $29.6 million pending receipt of an RCA order finding the amended pooling agreement to be facially consistent with the requirements of the RCA order 39, recognizing that such an order was in fact received from the RCA on August 20th, 2020.
Second.
All right, I'm going to go with Director Hollis. I think that's like the loudest. So is there any discussion on this item? Hearing or seeing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. All right, we have no executive session scheduled, no additional new business, item number 10, and we'll go on to director comments. I'm going to go with people on the video that I can see. So, Director Hollis.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me go first. First of all, good morning to everyone. And I would like to congratulate Lee and his team on getting the quick and favorable response, positive response from the RCA on the PPA. So well done, you guys. Certainly opened the door for us moving forward. And I think that I certainly am very happy to see that came. So thank you.
All right,
thanks, sir. Next morning. Yeah, I say good morning as well. Thanks to everybody for being flexible and responsive and able to make this change in a timely fashion. I know that was something for all of us, including the staff. I extend my congratulations as well to and share my excitement that we are at this stage. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Director Morse. Director Kaysen.
Well, I'll join the choir and congratulate Lee and the whole team on the order of facial compliance. And also, though, I want to go on to say that, you know, following that order, the MEA submitting its compliance filing early, before the last moment, and then I attended the workshop or the public meeting on Wednesday. Director Wiggins was there as well, and I'm sure we'll be happy to share about the EV charging rulemaking, which looked to be going forward. But our Rail Belt Reliability Council discussion, I thought was notable for the degree of cooperation and we're in this together that the other utilities expressed. And I think that goes right back to and is part of the congratulations to Lee and team for moving forward in such a positive way on the merger and consolidation. So great job. I think that this is a good time for us to get behind and roll this rock down the hill. So thanks, Lee.
You bet.
Thank you, Director Mason. I'm going to go on to Director Wiggins.
Good morning. Echo everything everybody said. Congratulations to staff. I did indeed, on other matters, I did indeed participate in the RCA meeting hearing the other morning. There was an extremely good and favorable comments made by members of the public in support of the docket. And I commented as well as an individual, not as a representative of the Chugach board, in favor of the rulemaking, but good job on the merger, staff. That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Wiggins. Director Henderson?
Yeah, I need to compliment the leadership of our able captain, Mr. Thiebert, that it's his consolidation of all the efforts that have brought us to this point. I duly think he should be a great deal of the accolades should go to Mr. Thiebert. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Director Henderson. Director Parks?
Good morning. And I also would like to echo every board member's comments so far, and congratulations to Liam and the team for the facially approved agreement. And I have one other congratulations, and that's to you, Director Chastain, for beating the 4:30 p.m. adjournment time on our agenda.
All right. I didn't forget anybody on the phone, right?
Right.
I think I got six people. And Lee, do you have any comments?
Well, I really appreciate all the accolades. I do want to congratulate the team here. It's been, as everybody realizes, a long haul to get here. It does feel very good. And like I told you earlier, I do have a smile on my face, and that will probably stay there for a bit. I do apologize for having to have this meeting. It was kind of an oversight in the way we worded the motion. And so anyway, that is definitely my fault on that. So I apologize, and I really appreciate the board getting together at the last minute. And so anyway, I appreciate the board, and back to you.
Thanks, Lee. Well, of course, I want to echo all the sentiments from all the previous board members and just extend a huge congratulations, Lee, to you and to your team. And if I knew all it took was for me to go out of town and be in the mountains and not be able to get a phone call or a text message to get a good a good RCA ruling, you know, I would have done that a lot sooner, maybe. So I just want to say, I want to echo what I said in my email. I really appreciate you keeping the faith and staying positive and all the way through to the end to keep the rest of us positive and pulling right through to the end. So a huge, huge congratulations to you and the staff. And I want to thank everybody for making the time this morning. This will be, I hope, the fastest board meeting we've ever really had, and get you out of here before the 9:30 buzzer. So if there's nothing else, I will take a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure. Go ahead, Dr. Kaysen.
Sorry to, I admit to bring this up during comments, but I'm reviewing the financial packet that's gone out to the bond investors prior to our auction. And one of the matters that's mentioned in both of the analyses that I think S&P and Fitch's is how important the strong management team at Shoegatch is. And I think that's a real reason that I want to express such confidence in the team. But it also leads me back to a question for Lee, which is, are there any dry runs planned for the presentation? Do you want a dress rehearsal? You want an audience? This is, you know, something that I see as the huge next step, and I'm looking for ways to, as I said, help pull the rock down the hill. And that's the last I have, and I apologize for making this go longer.
Okay, we have started some dress rehearsals. We've been going through this a number of times. We still are making tweaks to the presentation, and we're changing the order a little bit. So we're doing more dress rehearsals next week in preparation for the 9th. So, and we do have some internal staff kind of sitting in and just to make sure that we're getting our message across.
Okay, does that answer the question? Is there any further discussion? We do have a motion for adjournment and from Director Morris and a second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.